And you have news stories on this, I know, and the continuing source of, well, what was going on in Lansing was part of it, and at some point there'll be further information of one of the things that goes on surrounding the stay-at-home restrictions, and for businesses, that includes the nurseries, landscapers, and lawn service companies like that. Saw this online in the Detroit News. It says here that officials in some Metro Detroit communities are refusing to enforce the governor's prohibition of commercial lawn services, insisting local police aren't compelled to uphold orders that could harm residents. Talk about getting into nuances here. So there are four Metro Detroit communities that are arguing that banning commercial lawn service is going to bring rats, mosquitoes, blight, and other problems. For example, Warren Mayor Jim Fouts, and I believe he's a Democrat, he said the ban is going to do more harm than good. He says, I'm not going to support giving any citations. We have a large number of senior citizens. Many of them have special needs. They don't own lawmakers. They rely on commercial services. I called the governor's office last week and thought I made a pretty good argument. If you do this, he said, we'll end up with weeds instead of grass, and tall weeds will bring rats and mice. I told them it's a bad idea, asked them to rethink the policy, but it looks like they're not going to do so. He supports, by the way. He says, I support the governor's stay-in-place order, but I can't support banning commercial landscaping.
Yeah, well, we're what, the only one in the country that does it,
yeah.
Michigan. I also, while you're talking about southern Michigan, I saw a report that there are four sheriffs in northern Michigan that are not enforcing some of this stuff.
No,
I don't know if it's has to do with landscaping, but okay. They are not enforcing some of the directives.
Clinton Township was another one. St. Clair Shores, again, all in the Metro Detroit area. And one of the nuances is seeking out information on the online site. And here's an example that, again, going back to Warren Mayor, Jim Fouts was using. He says on the website, the state has posted this information. The question is, may landscaping, lawn care, tree service, irrigation, and related outdoor maintenance companies operate under this order? The answer is no, except if the service is necessary to maintain and improve the safety, sanitation, and essential operations of a residence. So Warren Mayor Fouts says, I interpret that as meaning I didn't have to enforce this since you're talking about safety. It's not safe to have rodents. It's not safe to have blight because blight can lead to crime. So he's using the safety. The St. Clair Shore City Manager, Matthew Koppler, was doing the same thing. The St. Clair Shore City Attorney concludes that commercial and non-commercial landscapers are permitted to perform services that are necessary to maintain safety, sanitation, and essential operations of residences. Again, this was online in the Detroit News. There was a question then posed to the governor's office, and the spokesperson, Tiffany Brown, referred questions to the Michigan Attorney General spokesperson, who said, local law enforcement and county prosecutors are authorized to issue civil citations and otherwise enforce the emergency order, and a violation of the executive order is a criminal misdemeanor. However, as noted, while police are empowered to enforce the order, get this. You talk about nuances, folks, and you get the legalists here involved, again, city's attorneys and other officials. Well, police are empowered to enforce the order. It's not spelled out that they're compelled to uphold the order.
Well.
There's and a nuance for you just to throw into the conversation. How about that? Again, this is coming out of some of the communities in the Metro Detroit area that are cited in the Detroit News article. I love that. Again, I'm going to read it. Police are empowered to enforce the order, but it doesn't spell out that they're compelled to uphold the order. A University of Detroit Mercy law professor was asked about this, and he says, in general, state law governs the municipalities of a state, and state law is supreme. But I don't think that the governor's order means that local authorities don't have the right to exercise reasonable discretion. If there's a valid concern in a specific situation about a resident's health or safety, then I think there's justification for acting accordingly. That's different than saying we're just not going to follow the order as a blanket statement. That from a University of Detroit Mercy law professor. So, as you can see, the discussions go on not just with regular folks, shall I say, but city officials. And I know we have that going on around here, but in this case, the Detroit News citing the communities, including a mayor and a city attorney, governor's spokesperson, the spokesperson for the Department of the Attorney General. We'll put a link up onto this story if you want to check it out yourself and just see how some of those nuances continue to play out. Where we go from here, stay tuned.